Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok, and February 6th, Monday morning, we will be on the air for the live winter fun drive. And right now, we're trying to make $500,000 before we go in. Alan, we're at $303,519 right now in the lockbox.
David, this is, with all of us, a passion to get halfway in the drive before it begins. Now more than ever, we have to send a signal that we as a community will stand behind this radio station. Why? Because we have all built this together. We don't want to be looking back and say, remember when we had a great radio station? Remember when we were all able to bring every kind of idea onto the air before certain things happened in our society that really reminds me so much of The Empire Strikes Back and Star Wars and all of the things that create misogyny and xenophobia. People running the agencies of government who are clearly going to be nothing as open as this radio station has been. And so it is now time for everybody to have courage and to say this is going to be the station that is going to stay here because we've all made it together. So, folks, I'm just asking for your understanding and your generosity because we have a long way to go. We have $200,000 basically to go before the beginning of the fund drive. David?
Head to wamc.org right now or 1-800-323-9262 and hit extension 0 and someone will take your pledge and we thank you.
And David, the main thing here is that website is a great way to do it. There's a drop-down menu. You can get anything we have, but please do it now.
Let's head to New York this morning where Governor Andrew Cuomo yesterday was in closed-door meetings on the budget, and he proposed a $152.3 billion budget. One of the questions was whether to extend the so-called millionaire's tax. He says he wants to do that. He says we do not cut taxes for millionaires. We do cut taxes for the middle class. Meanwhile, he's going to meet today Donald Trump, the president-elect, in which he is expected to share his concerns about the repeal of the Affordable Care Act and what that will mean for New York.
Well, he should. I mean, he has to work with this president, whether or not it's an attractive proposition for a lot of people. And I think to the point that he has to meet with him and he has to say to him, look, if you do this, what you're talking about, without any way of balancing this out so that states don't suffer, our Medicaid program is going to cost us a fortune and we are going to be behind the eight ball. And he's going to make that argument. At the same time, he knows he has a left-wing flank that he's worried about, and he can't go so far to cooperate with Trump that it looks like, you know, he's appeasing the guy. So it's a tough balancing act for him, and I'm sure he knows that, but it's a tough time. If you take California and take New York and you take the big states and you say, we're going to set up these states so that we protect our environment, we protect our people, we protect our health care, it is going to be a true test of what federalism, the sharing of sovereignty and power, between those states who have power as well as the federal government, and it may well be that we're going to see a new kind of federalism worked out where the states get together and say, okay, this is the way we're going to do it in each of the states as opposed to the feds. You know, when you talk about taxes, there's no question that Trump is going to lower the taxes on millionaires and corporations and others. And so now that puts New York in a different spot than the federal government. Let's see what Cuomo is able to work out.
President Obama using the pardon pen and has sought to free Chelsea Manning, the Army intelligence analyst who was convicted in 2010 of leaking security documents.
And Ms. Manning is set to be freed
in 5 months instead of in 2045.
That's right. He or she, as she prefers to be called, will be set free. It raises the idea that gender reassignment, surgery, and everything else won't have to be handled by the federal prison system. But also, at the same time he did Chelsea Manning, he also had another important pardon, James Cartwright. And Cartwright, who was convicted of a federal felony charge for giving false statements to the FBI during an investigation into a cyber attack of Iran's nuclear program. And he is sympathetic to many people because he was trying to alert the American people as to something important that they should know. As you know, Obama has not been nice about people who leak things. In this case, he's doing what he has to do on his way out the door, and it has infuriated many Republicans.